Let us continue to take this and that one about on the base. Take this and set a Kiddush and I the mother that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole of the Kula but above all Shaheen is Kavim is Kayyid but by Melech is Shabbat there's a new halacha of Melech is Machshavet of the Kula so therefore and Baba Shaheen in his Kavim is not Mechavim to do it but in the case of our of the Baraita that he's throwing in Ashoshiyeh Shal Balza and he's not Mechavim to be Mitzavet Ashoshiyeh so he's only Chayim Yid Rabbonon by Shabbos because there you need Melechus Machshavet by Shabbos you need Kavon Afil according to Rabbi Yehuda because of this new halacha of Melechus Machshavet Masha'en came V'chol ha'peire kulim according to Rabbi Yehuda Adovo Shaim Miskavim Hischai V'teima so now Tosfos in the middle of the Tosfos around 8 lines from where the lines get wide V'teima the Bepeirik Sofik Ochal Omar Rav Ashi Kigoyin Shem Miskavim L'chabois Hol Yoinois V'huvaru Hatachtoines Me'aleyah. Now let us just explain what the Gemara in Krisus is speaking about. The Gemara in Krisus is speaking about such a case. A person is choise gecholim b'shabbat. That means there was a bunch of glowing coals. He wanted to extinguish the coals. That was his intent. So he took these coals and he filled up a keli with these coals. Now, the top coals went on the bottom, and the bottom coals went on the top. That's what he accomplished. The purpose of his filling up the keli was to extinguish the coals. That's what he wanted. He wanted to extinguish the coals. The top coals were burning. Bottom coals didn't look like they were too busy burning. So he wanted to extinguish the top coals. So he took the coals, he put it in a keli upside down. He extinguished the top coals. That's what he wanted to do. But Lamaise, the bottom coals, who before were covered, now became uncovered, and they started burning. So with this Maise that he had done in Shabbos, he had done two melachas. He was Oiva Melachas Mechabe, he was Oiva Melachas Mavir. Now, on this case, we have here Amachloikis, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar, the Tanakame says he's Chayiv one Chatos, als Mechabe. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok says he's chayiv two chatois, one als mechabe and one als mavir. This is the Gemara in Krisus. Now let us see. Now Rav Ashi wants to explain the machloikis. Omar Rav Ashi, kegoin sheniskavein lechabois el yoinis. He wanted by putting the coals upside down in a keli. He was mechaben to extinguish the gecholim el yoinis. And the tachtoines, since now they became on top, so they started burning. The Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok sover lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the omar dovo shein miskaven osa. So memele, therefore he's chayiv for mavir. Even though he wasn't mechaven to be mavir, but he was mavir. So, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok, you're chayiv, al-tuchatois, one al-tmechabe and one al-tmabe. Now, this is a shreklach gemara, according to Tosfos. Tosfos just finished saying that afilo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Shabbos you need to be mechaven. If you're not a mechaven, it's felt meleches machshemes. So, how could the gemara say, how could Rav Ashi say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rav Elazar ben Rav Tzadok, Yechayim al Tzmaver. Almel Rav Yehuda, Dovo Sheini Miskaven, Chayiv min HaToyre in Shabbos. Because she Chayiv to HaToy. That's Tosfos Kasha. Taime. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos first of all makes an Ekimte. The Hosom Psik Reishu. They're speaking about it's a Psik Reishu. She efsher bishum inyan kshechoise, it's impossible for him to pour these coals in the keli, shalayuvaru hatachtoines, that the tachtoines should not start burning. The kiv in the have psikreisha, kimiskaven domi. So he says, psikreisha is like a mechaven, means even though bepoil he wasn't a mechaven, but it's like a mechaven. So memele, so what the Tosef is saying now, so a psikreisha makes him like a mechaven, so if it makes him like a mechaven, so it's blachas machshevet. The Tosef's whole problem was that a dovel she'eini miskaven is not considered lechas machsheves, he's considered a mechaven, because it's a psikreisha. Finished. So now Tosfos took care of Rabbi Elazar bar Rav Tzadik, it's a psikreisha, he's a mechaven. Frek Tosfos, there's another problem. Va'af al gav deloy tzorich lahavoros. Like the Tosfos, but he didn't need the havoros. So it's a meloche she'en tzricha legufe. So why are you chayit? Bahavilo Moroche Shaina Tzricha Legufe, Sovolo Nami Boho Kerab Yehuda, the Oma Moroche Shaina Tzricha Legufe Chaye Bolel. So Taisman says, no, we have to say that, even though the Gemara doesn't mention this, but we'll have to say that Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Dovo Shaina, the Moroche Shaina Tzricha Legufe is Chay. So Taisman took care of the problem. The problem was, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik says, Yechayiv achatas an havoret. Tosfos asked if he's not a mechaven, felt the melechas machsheves, she can't be chayiv. So Tosfos said, in a kimtetz apsikreishe, so a melech, melechas machsheves. Melechas shen tzricha legufe, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Finished. Now Tosfos got stuck, if it's speaking about that it's apsikreishe, so now we have to understand what is the svara of the Tanikame. Now let us just mention one more problem, which is a shrekliche problem. We'll see Taisva speaks about it soon. The Gemara Rav Ashi explained the machloikis, the Tanikame Rav Elazar bar Tzadik as follows. The Tanikame that says you're not chayiv an mavir, the Tanikame holds like Rav Shimon, dovo sheini miskaven mutter. Rabbi Elazar bar Rav Tzadik that says Yochayiv an Mave, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Dovo She'enei Miskaven is Chayiv. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says if Yochayiv an Mave, your Potter an Mave, it's still if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be Chayiv an Mave. Hold like Rabbi Shimon, your Potter an Mave. Tosfos just came in now with a problem. Was Rabbi Yehuda, you need Blechus Marshebes. So Tosfos says, oh, it's a psikreisha. So now psikreisha took care of it. Now we're in really hot water. It's a psikreisha, so Rabbi Shimon is also made by psikreisha. Made Rabbi Shimon by psikreisha that you're chayiv. This is a big problem. But, so now we have to understand Rabbi Shimon. If Tais is made in a kimt, it's a psikreisha, so what's Rabbi Shimon? So why are you chayiv al tzmave according to Rabbi Shimon? So what says the Tanakam old like Rabbi Shimon? Vaha de potale Rabbi Shimon. So Tosfos is starting to rack his brain. So why is it potter? Lav mishum delei choshev lei meleches machsheves. Not that it's not called meleches machsheves. Toki heichi del Rabbi Yehuda av meleches machsheves. Och anayim le Rabbi Shimon. Kiven av et psikreisha. You can't say Rabbi Shimon potter because it's not meleches machsheves. Because a psikreisha, just like it makes according to Rabbi Yehuda meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves is no difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also the dover sheinim miskaven felt the melechus machsheves. In melechus machsheves, ainim miskaven is a problem. Say according to Rabbi Yehuda and say according to Rabbi Shimon. And if psikreisha helps that it's considered melechus machsheves according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it should help according to Rabbi Shimon also. So what's the svar of Rabbi Shimon? Why are you potter? You can't say it's felt the melechus machsheves. Va'oidin then Tosfos says, first of all, by Havore, there's b'chlau no problem of Meleches Machsheves according to Rabbi Shimon. Boy, the Rabbi Shimon Mechayev Mekalkel b'Havore. The Gemara says if a person is a Mekalkel b'Havore, he's Chayev according to Rabbi Shimon. Avo garde b'shal Meleches is Potter. O Meleches Yepotter Mekalkel Mishum Meleches Machsheves. If a person is a Mekalkel, felt the Meleches Machsheves, k'deise b'sei per kamad de chagige, Afal Pikein, Amekalkel Bahavor is chayiv according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon grad holds that you don't need Meleches Marsheves by Havore. Then another Raya Tosis brings you don't need Meleches Marsheves according to Rabbi Shimon by Havore. Misasik nami the potter b'sham Meleches mitam Meleches Marsheves. Misasik that is potter out Meleches Marsheves. Mechayiv Rabbi Shimon b'chabura b'havore. Kedama perik sofer kaochal. Anach letinayke soil mekalko b'chabura chayiv misasik nami chayiv. So Taisvist, first of all, Apsikresha should make it Meleches Marsheves, number one. And number two, after all you'll say, according to Rabbi Shimon Itazoi, Rabbi Shimon holds by Havor, you don't need Meleches Marsheves. So what's wrong over here? He's Einim Iskaven, but it's Apsikresha. Apsikresha makes it Kimachavim. So he's a Machavim. So why in Yechayiv, Al Savor? Elohainu taime de Rab Shimon de Potter, Bishem de Beinen Melocha Atzricha Legufe. According to Rab Shimon, you're Potter, because you need a Melocha Atzricha Legufe. The Alfina mi Mishka. We learn out from the Mishkin that when you do a Melocha, you have to do the Melocha for the intent, for the purpose that there was in the Mishkin. So if I am making a havore without any intent whatsoever, I'm not interested in making a havore. I wanted to extinguish the coals. So I'm making the havore without any purpose, without any intent whatsoever. It's a meloche shein tzricha legufe. Vafilu v'chabure v'havore. Even though chabure and havore, you don't need meleches marsheves, svirelei de ba'inen tzricha legufe. Even though you don't need Meleches Marsheves by Havore, you need Melocha Hatzricha Legufa. So now, Tosfos just had a Gemara. Let's go back again to the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to the Tanna Kamma, who holds like Rab Shimon, you're not Chayiv on Havore. According to Rab Elazar Bar Tzedek, who holds, Rab Tzedek, who holds like Rab Yehuda, you are Chayiv by Havore. So Tosfos explained the Gemara, what's the Cheshbon? So the Cheshbon is a portion of the Cheshbon. Ab Yehuda holds, Dovo, Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. So therefore, even though he made Havore without any purpose, you're also Chayiv. That's why you're Chayiv on Havore. Rab Shimon holds, Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter. So therefore, you're Potter. Now there's just one tremendous problem. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, according to the Tanna Kamma, you're Potter because holds Dovah Sheini Miskaven is Potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chayiv because he holds Dovah Sheini Miskaven is Chayiv. The Gemara says something else. And Tosfos said, hey, there's no Chesson of Dovah Sheini Miskaven because it's a Psikreshe. It's not a Psikreshe, we have a new problem. It's called Melechus Machshebes. So Tosfos says a Pshat in the Gemara, which is beautiful, but the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says, Mamish Vakel from Tosfos. So Tosfos is going to ask the kasha. V'hai de nokat bekrisus lishne de miskaven ve'ein miskaven. The Gemara says that the miskaven ve'ein miskaven. The old dovish any miskaven is chai, the old dovish kaven is potter. V'loi nokit ho rab yudu doma moloche shein tzricha legufa chai v'oleh ho rab shemin. So why is the Gemara speaking about Dov Hashem Miskaven? Dov Hashem Miskaven does not, that's no medubo over Dov Hashem Miskaven. Siktaisves, the Gemara wants to mention one more nekude. Mishum revuse drab Yehude nokatlei, afal pi she'ein miskaven להעביר התחתונות מאחר שהוא פסיקרי שחי. Now, before, we'll say, let me just say, Oisveinik, then we'll see later, Tosfos says this close. But before, we shouldn't get fatumot, let's just say, Oisveinik, what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is going to be machadish later, that there are three types of a psikresha. There's a psikresha deloi nichalei, that means what is occurring he does not want for Shemayfin. Zapsikreshe deloy ichpislei. It doesn't matter. It's like, it doesn't matter to him. There's a psikreshe denichalei. There's a psikreshe that he's very happy You give him a questionnaire, is he happy with what's occurring? He answer, he's very happy. So there's three types of psychration. Now, that's Yesod number one. Yesod number two, Tosis is going to say, Amor de Kevod, that this lumdis, that psychration gives a person a din of a mechaven, psychration is kimiskaven, that kimiskaven means like he wants to do it, but if it's loy nichele, it's loy nichele, you can't say he's kimiskaven. That you can't say I'm mechaven to do it, but I don't want it to be done. That's double talk. That means mechaven means I want to do it, and I don't want it to happen. This person wanted to extinguish the coals. He didn't want to make a new fire. It's a psychration that is going to happen. His whole intent was, Tosfos says later, the kosher loy bahavarosam. He didn't want the fire. He wants to extinguish the coals. He didn't want the fire. This is a psychration de loy nichalei. And a psychration de loy nichalei, there's a difference between meleches machsheves and adavor she'enei miskaven, which means as follows. If you're going to ask me a shaila, is this called meleches machsheves? But then there's aloha psikreisha is kimiskaven. You know it's going to happen, not I'm doing something and something else happens from the blue. No, it's called meleches machsheves. I know it's going to happen. But if you're going to ask me a shaila, is this called a mechavein? I'm mechavein to make avore? I'm not mechavein to make avore. Because I don't want the avore. It's loy nichele. I'm not mechavein to make the avore. So what do we have over here? So we have over here a case when a person is choyse gecholim. He did a meloche. This is called meleches machsheves because it's a psikreishis, so it's called meleches machsheves. But we don't have the maile. We can't say that he was mechaven to make avore. Now Tais is going to say soon that there'd be a havamine to say that the whole Rabbi Yehuda. We have another problem. It's a meloche shein tzricha legufa. He doesn't want avore. It's a meloche shein tzricha legufa. Rabbi Yehuda's meloche shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. Now this is going to say as follows. All meloche shein tzrichas legufas what are chayiv. Let's just mention a few. For example, hamoitzi mace b'mita. A person takes out a mace, he makes hitzah from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harab. But he's making a echta hitzah, this is a mamish hitzah from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harab. But he's not doing it for the purpose that wasn't the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they took out something, they wanted it outside. Here he's taking it, he doesn't want it inside. Not he wants it in the Reshus HaRav, he's get them on the Reshus HaRav, to be a calmness, he takes it out. He wants it out of the house. Now next to the house is the Reshus HaRav, so he takes it out to the Reshus HaRav. So, Hamoitzi Meis Reshus HaRav, according to Rabbi Yehuda Yochai, I'm not doing it for the purpose of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yehuda says, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. So I would think, when, in all other cases of Rabbi Yehuda, Chayfa Guma Vein Tzorcha Lala Afra, or a person is Mechabe Apsile, he extinguishes a wick, he doesn't have Kavona to make ashes, he just wants to, that the Ner shouldn't burn. All these cases, he's doing, the pula that he's doing it b'yodai. He's doing it with a full I want to take out the mace, I want to extinguish the wick, I want to be chay for the guma, I'm doing it, he's miskam b'yodai. But he's not doing it for the purpose that wasn't the Mishkan. There Rabbi Yehuda said, b'pem molei, meloche shein tzricha legufa is chay. Yechay. But now one person will start thinking, what will be if this meloche shein tzricha legufa was not done with a beferishe kavone? He didn't want to do it. Here we have a havore that was done through him, he wanted to extinguish the coals. And by extinguishing the bottom coals, he was mavir the top coals. So this he didn't have kavanah to do. He didn't have kavanah to be mavir. No, it's a psikreisha. Fine, it's a psikreisha. It's called melechas machsheves. But he didn't have kavanah to do it. So there'd be a svara to say, who says Rabbi Yehuda holds in such a case where it was done unintentionally without kavanah? He doesn't want it to happen. You can't say I'm mechaven to be mava. I'm not mechaven to be mava. I don't want it to be. I don't want the havara to happen. So since it was done without kavanah, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda does not hold in such a case malachish and tzrich legufas chayim. That means we have to, in order to be mechayev, we have to need, there's a whole bunch of malachis. You have to be mechayev and malachish and tzrich legufa. We only find Rabbi Yehuda was mechayev and malachish and tzrich legufa. I was mechaven to make the havore. I was mechaven to make the gumas. I was mechaven to make the yisro. Then he held malachish and tzrich legufa chayev. But I'm not mechaven to make the havore. So who says you're chayev? So when Ravashi wanted to say Rabbi Lezer Barab Tzodik, Ravashi would say, Rabbi Lezer Barab Tzodik holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Malachish and Tzrich Leguf is Chayim. So someone would say, who says? Malachish and Tzrich Leguf, you're mechaven to do it. He's not mechaven to make that vote. So therefore Ravashi added another vote. Rabbi Yehuda's Dover She'enim Miskaven is Chayim. That means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference. He's mechaven to do it if he's not mechaven to do it. As long as he did it, he's chayev. There's no maila of mechaven. That means if Ravashi would not know about the other Rabbi Yehuda, he wouldn't say, you're chayev by melachish ein tzricha legufa. Maybe you need by melachish ein tzricha legufa, you have to be mechaven mamish to do it. But since we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dover Shaini Miskaven is Chayiv. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Maisa I did does not matter if I wanted to do it, if I didn't want to do it. I did it, I did it. So Memele, if there's no, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference if he wanted to do it, if he didn't want to do it. Abi, he did it. So therefore, Rabbi Ashi said, according to Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Tzadik, you're chayiv, and a malachish ain't tzricha legufa, I is not a mechaven to do it, but Rabbi Yehuda also dover she'enim miskaven is also chayiv. Now Ravashi went a step further. Now, Ravashi said, make believe the Tanikama would also hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That the Tanikama would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that a malachish ain't tzricha legufa is chayiv. But if the Tanikama holds like Rabbi Shimon, you'll be potter. Because Rab Shimon holds that Dovah Shaini Miskaven is Potter. So Memele, so the whole Svara of Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv is only if I'm Mechaven to do the Melacha. According to Rab Shimon, there's a difference if you're Mechaven to do, if you're not Mechaven to do. So Memele, according to the Tanakhame, if he holds like Rab Shimon, I feel he would hold like Rab Yehuda, that Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, he'd still be Potter. Because Dovah She'eini Miskaven is potter. So Ravashi is saying as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv, because according to Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik, you're chayiv, because he was like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dovah She'eini Miskaven is chayiv. That's what he had to say. This was important to say. If he wouldn't say, he couldn't say you're chayiv, because he have to be mevarer this nekuda. Just can't say, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dovah Shein, Melacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is Chayiv. He's not Mechaven to do it. So he has to say, no, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dovah Shein, Miskaven is Chayiv. Really, according to the Tanakhama, he could have said, the Tanakhama holds that Melacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is Pot. He could have said that. But since he had it mentioned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv, because Dovah Shein, Miskaven is Chayiv, so he said, according to Tanakhama, he's Potter, because Dovah Shein, Miskaven is Potter. That means, even if the Tanakhama would hold Melachish and Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, it also be Potter, because it's Adov Hashayinim is Kavim. So, that's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. So the Emerson, the real Machloikis is, if you Chayiv a Potter, because the Tanakhama holds that the Melachish and Tzricha Legufa is Potter. And Rab Lazar Bar Tzadik holds that Melachish and Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. But Rav Ashi had to be Meisiv and Nekudim, that even though this is worse than all malacha shein tzricha legufa, since it's done b'loy kavane, so he had to say, Rabbi Yehuda, Dovah Shein Miskaven is Chayiv.
So he said already the Tanakama out. Tovo Shane Miskaban is Potta. Now we'll see in a Vainikin Taisvis. Vahai de Nokat Bekrisus, Lishne de Miskaven Vain Miskaven, Vlo in Nokat Horab Yude Doma Moloche Shane Srichel Gufa Chai Vlo Horab Shimin, Mishum Revuse de Rab Yehuda Nokat. I have it on because of Rab Yehuda. The Aval Pisha in Miskaven La Avera Tartoines, even though he's not Mechaven, Maacheshu Psikreishe, and it's called Malachas Marsheves, Chayev. The Salke Daita Chamine de Rab Yehuda Loi Mechayev Moloche Shein Tzrich Leguf. I would think, when is Rab Yehuda Mechayev Moloche Shein Tzrich Leguf? Elo Bidovo Shu Miskaven B'Yodayim. If he's miskaven v'yodayim to do it. Kegoin mafis muse, he opens up a blister. Shum miskaven lepesach, he's miskaven to make a pesach. No, a pesach is lahachnis lahoitzi. He doesn't need lahachnis lahoitzi. He just needs the opening that the pus should drain out, and then he's finished with it. He doesn't need that air should come in to dry out the blister. So memele, so he's making a Pesach b'yodayim without the intentions that the Psochim were made in the Mishkan. The Chein Chos al Aner, he doesn't want the receptacle to burn. So Miskaven Lechabes, he's Mechaven to extinguish the wick, but he's not doing it because he wants to make Pchomim, he's doing it because he's Chos al Aner. Umaitzi ames b'mita v'chein kulo. All cases of meloche shein tzricha legufa is a miskaven lasos a meloche b'yodayim. All the cases is mechaven to do the meloche. Elo she'ein a tzricha legufa, but it ain't a tzricha legufa. Avol bedovo she'ein miskaven lasos b'yodayim. But something that he's not mechaven lasis biyodayim kigoyin. Our case, it's not called mechaven lasis biyodayim kigoyin iskaven lechabis ol yoynis. He wants to extinguish the ol yoynis. Vehu v'ruatachtoynis me'aleim deloyin iskaven lemleches haborim. He didn't want at all to be mother. We'll see later. Taisa says v'koshel loy haboros. He doesn't want it. Elo lekibu, he doesn't want burning, he wants extinguishing. Afal gav dava psikreshe, even though it is a psikreshe. Salke daitach amina, but since he doesn't want it, so since he doesn't want it, so you can't call him a mechaven. So I would think since he's not a mechaven, but yodayim, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't mechayev, mlocha shen tzricha legufim. Kamash melom, no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dovah Sheinim is Kavan is Chai. So that's what Taisva says. Now let's go a little further. Now there's a Gemara afterwards in Krisus. A new Gemara. Let's say Oysen Veinik, the new Gemara. Then there's another Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says as follows. There's a Machlokes Tanoim. A person was Choyse Gecholim Lehischamim, which means as follows. It means that there was a pile of glowing coals which were 10 feet away from him. He was too cold. He would appreciate if the coals would be 5 feet away from him. So he went and pushed the coals closer to him. That's all what he did. What did he want? It should be 5 feet away from him, not 10 feet away from him. V'loyaleinu, by pushing it away, it started burning more. It was mavir. So the shaila is a chayiv al tzmavir. Is a machlikis tanoim. One tana says, you're chayiv al tzmavir. One tana says, you're potter al tzmavir. Zuck the Gemara, what's the machlikis? The machlikis is, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Dovo, Moloch Hashem Tzricha Legufa is chayiv. So I didn't need the havor, I didn't need it. I just wanted the clothes to be, the coals are sufficient. I don't need more fire. This is enough. It's too far away. If I bring it 5 feet away, 5 feet closer, it's gewaldig. I'm warm. I don't need more fire. This is la'ich pislei. I need it. I just need it. It should become close to me. There's a psikreshe de la'ich pislei. But it started burning. So, but it's a malachas ein tzricha lagut. I don't need it. I don't need the flames. Zok the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yochayev, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are potter. There the Gemara only speaks about malachas ein tzricha lagufa. There the Gemara doesn't mention at all. Ein miskavim, miskavim. There the Gemara only knows the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Of malachas ein tzricha lagufa. So Taisus explains, avo bahi de bosa hochi. The choises agecholim lehischamim bahem. If a person is choise gecholim, he is bringing it close to him, lishamim bahem, he wants to get warm with them, vahuv aru meyeleim. Loinokak lishne de ein miskavim. So he did, the Gemara doesn't mention ein miskavim. Elamashani, ho rab yudu da mamloche shen tzricha lagufa, chayev aleim. Ho rab shimin di yoma potah. Afal gav, the ain kavanosi lahavu mi the potter bo Rab Shimon. I, so Rab Shimon patel, so he doesn't want the havore, because it's loch shen tzrich lagufe. Mikol mokem, hareilu uschamem huwaisa, but he wants to get warm. Ala einoi miskaven lahavu, he doesn't have kavone to make a larger flame. Ala limshech ha gecholim etz, he just wants to pull the gecholim to him. Lishamem bohem, he wants to get warm with them. It doesn't need it, it should burn more. That what we said before, that it's considered a dovo she'ein miskaven, even though it's a psikreisha, that was the first case. He wanted the einuk she'bol lechabois. There he wants to extinguish the coals. Hosam shayich lahaske, even though it's a psikresha, ein miskaven. It's called ein miskaven, because you can't say I'm a chaven to burn if I want to extinguish. So there the Gemara called it ein miskaven, and there the Gemara they bring bekis, but Rabbi Yehuda holds dovish ein miskaven is chayis. But over here, l'revusad Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, since, now I don't want it, I don't need it. So that's not called Einim Miskaven already. If I don't need it, and it's a psikresha, that's called Mechavin. If I don't need it, and it's a psikresha, that is called Mechavin. And according to, so what's the, why are you potter? So the only reason you potter according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a malacha shen tzricha legufa. Since you don't need it, it's a malacha shen tzricha legufa. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's chayev, because it's the old malacha shen tzricha legufa is chayev. Absikreishe, whatever it is, makes it malachas machshavas. That's Yisoid Aleph. Absikreishe makes it malachas machshavas. Because that's kilo miskal. Gabi the din of malachas machshavas, psikreishe is sufficient. The gabi, it should have a shame mechavin, it matters. Absikreishe, the loy nichalei, is not considered a mechavin. Absikreishe, the loy ichpeslei, is considered a mechavin. So therefore, in the second gemara, shen tzricha legufa if yechayev apotah. Now, Taisa says a third gemara. Va'af agav de beperik haboyne oma, hatoylesh ulshin. A person tears out ulshin, a type of a yerek, from the karke in Shabbos. Im la'achile, if he wants to eat it, ki groigres, so the shir is groigres. It's meleches toylesh, so he has to be toylesh ashir choshev, the shir is ki groigres. So if the purpose of tearing out the ulshin is to be miyapa the karke, so then there's a chiv, a chveis, al tzboina, al tzchoyrish, b'chol shu. Then he takes out a mashu, so he's miyapa the karke. So when will be considered a mechal of Shabbos, if it was a groigris or a kol shu, is dependent what his intent was. His intent was to be miyapa the karka, if he takes out a kosher, he's chayiv. His intent is he wants to eat the ocean, he has to take out ocean the size of a droigris. Uporich, frekte gemore, otu kulu lav liyapa is karka ninu, all the time, he's miyapa the karka, so all the time he should be mechayiv on a kosher, he's miyapa the karka. Umishani le nitzucho elo le Rab Shimon, no, it's going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds a dovo shein miskaven is muter. Avadovo, Shein Miskaven is Mutter. So if he wasn't Mechaven to be Miyapa the Karke, so Memele, he's not Chayef of Yipa Karke. Frag the Gemore, Porich, Vabaye, Verove, the Omri, Tarvayu, Moide, Rab Shimon, Bipsikreshe, Velo Yomus. But Rab Shimon is Moide by a Psikreshe. So it's called a Mechaven. Umeshani loinitzuche da ovid ba ara de chavre she einai neneklum. It's speaking about that he did it ba ara de chavre she einai neneklum. It doesn't have any anor from it. Now, let us just stop for 1 second and let us try to digest what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that if a person takes out ulshim from a kalke, and he's not mechaven to be miyapa the kalke, so he's not chayiv als chayrish or boine. He's not chayiv. Okay, so there's no shir. He's not chayiv. So the Gemara is takashe, but it's a psikreshe or be miyapa the kalke. It's a psikreshe. Well, it wasn't mechaven to be miyapa. It's a psikreshe. It's miyapa the kalke. So the Gemara says it's speaking about it's not his kalke, it's his friend's kalke. Period. So it doesn't, well, his friend's kalke, shane in any klum. He doesn't have a no from it. Fine, doesn't have a no. Now, let's try to figure out, so what is the Gemara saying? It's a psikreshe. He doesn't have a no. And he's potter. So why is he potter? Als the loche of any miskaven, it's a psikreshe. And a psikreshe is a din of mechaven. That's what we just said before the Gemara increases. So why are you potter by Ara de Chavrei, according to Rab Shimon, so Kochach we have to say, because it's a Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Because by Ara de Chavrei, it's a Geita Nisht On, I don't need to be Miyapis Ka, because I don't need it. So a Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa, because I don't need it, it's a Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So that's Lachay Rab Shat and the Gemara. So let's go a step further, but what will be if it wouldn't be Ara de Chavrei, it would be Ara de Day, he'd be Chayit. That's how it seemed. Now, Lechayre, he wanted to eat. He didn't have any kavone to, he's not mechaven to be miyapa the kalke. We're talking about a person who takes out ulshin and Shabbos, he wants to eat. The Gemara says, it's a psikreishe. So the Gemara says, ara de chavre. So ara de chavre means, it's yenim's kalke. So it's yenim's kalke. So even the tzedgeitam nishton. But he doesn't have enough from it, so it's a malocha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need it. So what's with his kalke? So what's with his kalke? So we see from the Gemara Amoyre de Kiyasot, by his kalke, it's a psikreshe denichele, he's happy. They'll give him, now he wants to eat, he doesn't have anything in mind. But lemaise, if you start prodding him, you know, you took out this, you know, your kalke is getting better. Are you happy with it? Start thinking, yeah, take it. So, this nichuse, this anan sadi, even though he didn't think about it, this is all subconscious, but this nichuse makes it a melocha hatzricha legufe. A psikreshe de nichole makes it a melocha hatzricha legufe. Let us see Taisus in the Vedic. Ara de chavrei, so me meile, sheini nene klum, mi koma kemosa lechat chilek, meishe beforish besomach, el shein chayev chatos. He's not chayev chatos, why? Because, we'll see, it's a mlocha shein tzrich leguf. U mashma ba ara di day, chayev chatos. Ba af al gav da in miskaven le yafes kak. He's not mechaven, this is the same story, he was toilish to eat. Aba kivin, da have psikreshe, v'nenehu, and he enjoys it. So this makes it a malach atzricha legufa. V'loidomi lechoises agicholim lischamim b'em. So now face is going to start going back. I just said if a person schleps coals to himself, that's also psikreishe. He doesn't have anything against it that it's burning. So we said it's called a malach ashen tzricha legufa. V'loidomi lechoises agicholim lischamim b'em v'uvarim eleim v'abem malach ashen tzricha legufa. Upata l'Rav Shimon. But you know why? She'ein einene klal b'havor hazo. Because he doesn't derive any benefit from this havor. She'beloi tois v'shavor yesh kol kach kecholim shuchel ischame. But as long as it's close to him, it's five feet away from him, so he doesn't derive anything. He's warm enough. It became warmer, so felt him nicht teus. Not it bothers him, but it felt him nicht teus. Ve'im kein, be'boru loy niskaven la'ava. So if it felt him teus, you can't say, I wanted the havore, I needed the havore. I don't need the havore. As long as the coals are close to me, I don't need the havore. So therefore, it's considered a melacha tzrich le'gufa. She'ain it tzrich le'gufa. Avo ba'hida ha'boine, kiven shehu nene, he has a no from it. Anan sadi shehu miskaven li'yapois. So now Taisva says, this is all subconsciously, this is not, he's an ene miskaven over here. He was hungry, he went and took some ocean to eat. That was his kavona, bepoil. That was the kavona bepoil. But since he's nenet anan sadi, so we have a we are aidim that this person is mechaven. It's keilu he wasn't mechaven because it's keilu. Since he enjoys it and even though he didn't think about it bepoil, so that makes it a meloche atzricha legufa. So Tosfos just characterized there are three types of secretion. Psikresha de loy nichele makes it maleches machsheves, that's the leinem miskaven. A psikresha de loy ichpesle makes it miskaven, but it's still a malochish ain't srichele gufe. A psikresha de nichele makes it a malochat srichele gufe. Period. Now let's go further. Now. But the whole shtick teure, Taisvis has started off by saying, in the saying Keseder, is Taisvis said that a psikresha takes off the chason of Meleches Machshevis. That was the aleph of Taisvis. Miu koshe, the vishmaiten mashme, the dobo she'ein miskaven, afil a psikresha loyavi de reise, linyin Shabbos, alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Now let us say, Oisemeng, what Taisa's kasha is going to be. The Gemara asked a kasha, Astira in Rabbi Yehuda. According to Abai, Rabbi Yehuda says, we warm up the mikveh of the Kohen Gadol with Ashoshi Yeshel Balzal. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. The Gemara asked a kasha, okay, Mitzarev. So Abai said, it's a dovah sheni miskav. A dover sheni miskav. In fact, the Gemara Abaye, a dover sheni miskav. You yourself said a dover sheni miskav is chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. You said that if a person is mol hola the hola and there's a beheres, you need a pasuk to be matel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dover sheni miskav is chayiv. How can you say a dover sheni miskav? So I can say here it's permissible because a dover sheni miskav. So Taisa said, "Shan the Gemara is teretz." No, there's a difference. B'chol ha'teira kule adover sheni miskaven is like a chayv according to Yehuda. But by Shabbos, since you need meleches machshevis, so meila the adover sheni miskaven is only also midrabanan veishivus b'mikdash. That was the sugya according to Taisa. Now let us start cheshbening. This, when a person threw the ashoshiyos in the mikveh, was it a psikresha to become mitzuref, or wasn't it a psikresha? That, let's put on hold for 1 minute. Now let's go to the mila. When a person is mol an ola, and there's a beheres, is that a psikresha, or is that not a psikresha? That is a psikresha. The Gemara says, klor in Shabbos, that a mol, that a fill, according to Rab Shimon, the Gemara says, you wouldn't be allowed to do it without a special posik, because a person is mol an ola, sheyesh boi beheres. The Gemara says that it's a psikresha. So it's like a machav. So, mol baheres, mola ola, zicha speaking about a psikresha. Now let's go back to our Gemara. Abaye said that Yehuda was matter to throw an ashoshiyish because he's ainim miskaven. Like the Gemara, ainim miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, You're not allowed to be mola and ola. So let's look at this kasha. What's the kasha? Mola ola is a psikresha. So Rabbi Yehuda said it. Mola ola, you're not allowed to be mal. It's a psikresha. If we will assume here it's not a psikresha, we'll say by tziruf it's not a psikresha. Not a psikresha that'll become mitzuref. So that's the difference. Here is an enem miskaven without a psikresha. There's an enem miskaven with a psikresha. What's for extra kasha? The two cases. There's a psikresha. So darf man doch sagen, but here's also a psikresha. If the boy is the kasha, he says it's also a psikresha. So shame is shemaim. So the whole binyan crumbles. So here's also a psikresha. What did the Gemara say? But by Shabbos it is mutter min ha-toyre because felt melechus machshevus. Stay in the Gemara that a psikresha. Felt toyre the melechus machshevus. So the whole, now we're back to the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says that you're chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Taisvah's whole golden iglik was because it's a psikreisha. Psikreisha makes a melechus machshevus. Our Gemara is also speaking about a psikreisha. Our Gemara says that a psikreisha is not considered melechus machshevus. And if you'll say tziruf is not considered a psikreisha, so the kasha of the Gemara finds of nishtot. What's the kasha? That is Taisvah's kasha. Let us see in the Veinik now. Miu koshe, de mishmeiten mashme, de dovo shayne miskavena filip sikreishe, lei havi di reisel in yin shabbos alibid rab yude. Da al kochach tziruf ashoshe is psikreishe, al kochach if it says a psikreishe. Miu koshe, de mishmeiten mashme, de dovo shayne miskavena filip sikreishe, lei havi di reisel in yin shabbos alibid rab yude. From our Gemara it would seem that even if it's a psikreisha, it's also not considered leches marshevus. Dal kolchach yehef v'sei tziruf ha-shoshis psikreishu b'deporer ha-lomi hi de beheres. If the Gemara asks the kasha, astirin Rabbi Yehuda by beheres, he holds its osser and he holds its mutter, so al kolchach they have to be the same case. If I say he's not a psikreisha, that's your teretz. He's not a psikreisha, he's a psikreisha. Avilo hachi yoma, and the Salkochach Batsir Vashoshis is a psikreisha. Avilo hachi yoma, to be the rabbonanu. The Gemara answers it's only us to be the rabbonanu, but also felt the melechus machshevis. So we see that a psikreisha does not make a melechus machshevis. Obehi de Krisus, mechaivel rabbi Yehuda, be the choises gecholim, shniskavel le kabis al yoinis, vuvra tachtoinis, afo gardle mechaven lahavira tachtoinis, even though he's not mechaven. Then it is called Meleches Machshevus. So here our Gemara says it's not called Meleches Machshevus, it's not Mechavin. And there the Gemara says it's called Meleches Machshevus. The Yeshloima. So first of all, Taisa says no. The Tziruf Ashoshis Lehavi Psikresha. That's number one. Tziruf Ashoshis is not a Psikresha. It would be a Psikresha to be called Meleches Machshevus. Tziruf Ashoshis is not a Psikresha. The Filohochi Porich Shapir. But still the Gemara asks a good kasha. Mide mishani, abaye, loy tzriche, elo le Rabbi Yehuda, doma dove, sheni miskaven osa. The abaye, the Gemara asks a kasha, that, why do you need a posik to tell me that you're allowed to be mal on olo, sheyesh boi beheres, it's a dove, sheni miskaven. So what did abaye answer? No problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good, because Rabbi Yehuda also Dovish and Miskaven is also. Now, if Abaye had a psikresha up his sleeve, so let Abaye say, but that's then Rabbi Yehuda, hey, it's a psikresha, it's a mechaven, everything. So, Kochach Abaye was going a fellow without the lumbus of a psikresha. Abaye, God, Hasoras, Abaheres is a psikresha, but Abaye was not going with the longest of psikresha. We'll see soon. Taisus brings down the Abaye didn't hold the beginning of the svar of psikresha. So when Abaye said, Hishtik Teir, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Abaye held up psikresha's loy malav loy moira. There's no malav of psikresha. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dovash Einim is Kavin is Chayim. So the Gemara asks a stira. So if you say, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold here, that I'd always say, Miskaven is mutter. That's what Taisus answers. B'yishloime de tzira v'ashosh is lay havep sikresh. V'lochi por shaper, b'di mishani abay le tzicha le Rabbi Yehuda, domo dove shani Miskaven also. Mechlau de lo ishani le be Miskaven le shayini Miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no difference between Miskaven and any Miskaven. Di shani le, if he holds any miskaven, is also mutter, like Abaye said over here. No, the whole reason is because it's a psikreisha. If Rabbi Yehuda holds dovish any miskaven is mutter, so what's the reason over there? He's chayev because it's a psikreisha. So why did Abaye have to say that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Abaye in Shabbos said you need a posik to be matamila according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, I receive him a bayer, and a bayer held according to Abiyuda, Adovish and Miskaven is also. Adovish and Miskaven is also. Not because of subsecretion. If a bayer would be nochis of subsecretion, that subsecretion makes it for a mechaven, so say he's going according to Rabbi Shimon also. Nehei de libesayv hoda, but even though later in the sugi and Shabbos, a bayer charote, and a bayer takis said Rabbi Shimon is made by subsecretion, because the mashber kabbalah is the mila. Mikol machim in the shani hachim mikol, but in the beginning Rabbi did not hold this long of segregation. Merchlal del Rabbi Yehuda dove sheni miskaven oser de midereisa afagav lehave segregation. So we see that he held according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a segregation yochayim. Lady came was nachas to the lomdus of segregation. So memele shalom al Yisrael. Asu you're speaking about it's not a segregation. Abaye held the mice according to Rabbi Yehuda would be also to make mila if it's not a, even though it's not a segregation. So memele the Gemara answers bechol it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Shabbos not a segregation is muta according to Rabbi Yehuda while spelled meleches marshevus. This is shitas atosfos. The last Gemara that Tysus had brought, so Tysus was machadish as follows. Tysus made a psikreisha, Tysus has three psikreishas, psikreisha de nichalei, psikreisha de leichpislei, psikreisha de leinichalei, and Tysus says a psikreisha de nichalei makes it a malach atzricha legufe, psikreisha de leichpislei, it makes it mechaven, but it's a malach ashen tzricha legufe, and psikreisha de leinichalei makes it aine mechav. Uba'orech perish be'inyin acher ahi da boine. Loitzriche da ovid ba'are de chavre, kivin shenene klal be'yipi karke chavere, shori afilu lechatchila afogav da havi psikreishe. Now let us just say 1 minute what the orech holds. And Rab Chaim says pshatn da orech also, Rab Chaim says pshatn da orech. Veshites the orech as follows. Abraham says, what is the taich of mechaven? What is the taich of mechaven? So Abraham says, mechaven, akponim the orach zicha learned that way, mechaven means he wants it. Mechaven is gematria, rotzain, and nichuse. He wants it. That's the taich mechaven. And if you hold like Rab Shimon, if you don't want it, you're potter. If you hold like Rab Yehuda, you don't need kavona. You want it, you don't want it, it's gone. You did it, you chayev. But according to Rab Shimon, adobo sheinim miskaven is mutter b'chol ha'teira kule. That means if I don't, I'm against it. If there's no nichusa for it, so you can't say you want it. Afilo it's a psikreishe. Afilo it's a psikreishe. Let's talk about the middle psikreishe. A psikreishe de loy ichpesle. So geit me nishton. So yozai nishton, geit me nishton. But al koponim, he can't say I want it. I know it's going to occur. So Rab Chaim, you know, knowing is totally in meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves, you have to know it's going to occur. It's a psikreishe, I know it's going to occur. In order to have a shame mechaven, you have to want it to occur. But knowing it's going to occur is not called a mechaven. So now let us go to the Gemara in Aboyin. The Gemara said, let's explain Eisavainik, the Gemara in Aboyin according to the Oruch. If a person was toilish ulshin ba'arid v'chavrei, he took out ulshin. You'll ask him, you'll interview him now. Rabbi, do you know you're being miyapa the karka? Definitely. Sure do. Do you want to be miyapa the karka? No. I should be miyapa yenem's karka. This felt me right. I have no interest. I'm not interested in miyapa yenem's karka. So memele, if you don't want, so it's called a dovish eni miskaven. So that's called, medovish mechaven means you have to want. We just interviewed him. He said he doesn't want, Muskaita, he wants it. Let it be good, let it not be good. But in order to be chayv according to Hashem, you have to want to do it. You have to have rotzen to do it. So therefore, ba'are de chavre is mutter, because he's ainem mechaven according to Rab Shimon. That it's also midarabonon, because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe, and midarabonon we hold a malacha shein tzricha legufe is also, that's teis v'shite. Taisus learns Arad de Chavrei, it's called a Mechavin, but it's called a Melachah Shein Tzvich Legufa, so it's also made a Rabbanon. That's Tosfos. The Orach learned no. Ared the Chavri is an Einei Mechaven. He's not Mechaven. Mechaven means want. He doesn't want. It's the Rotzen. He knows, but he doesn't want. Ared the Day, his Karke, then he's a Mechaven. Then he's a Mechaven. He wants it. He wants it, Taker. Well, if he wants it, Mechaven is called the Melacha Tzricha Legufa also. That's also true. If he wants it. Tais made him Melacha Tzricha Legufa. Mechaven, according to the Orach, it's also Melacha Tzricha Legufa. If he wants it, so Tzricha, so I want it. So that's how the Orach learned. The Orach learned a Psik Reisha only makes it a shame Mechaven if I want. If I don't want, some Emela, it's Einem Mechaven. Agab Urche, the Prayim says, according to the Oruch, is Moiridik the Gemara increases, which Tosfos had so many problems. The Gemara increases said, if a person went, and he was Mechabe the Elyoines, and Mavir the Tachtoines, so the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yochayev, because he holds, Dovah Sheini Miskaven is Chayev. According to Rav Shimon, you're a potter, because all Dovashayni Miskaven is potter. So Tosfos had so many problems, Dovashayni Miskaven, it's a psychreisha, Tosfos had a whole bunch of problems, but the ganze get. So Rav Chaim says the Gemara is poshut, it's beautiful, the Gemara. If he doesn't want it, so he said, Dovashayni Miskaven, let's go, get down to brass tacks, psychreisha can never make him a machaven, if he doesn't want it. Psik Reish, you can make him a Leches Machsheves, because Leches Machsheves depends on knowledge. Do I know it's going to occur? That's called Leches Machsheves. If I'm unaware of the occurrence, that's called not Leches Machsheves. But Mechaven means Rotzen. So the Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara read Mamish Simzach. That according to Rabbi Yehuda Yochayev, I don't want the Tachtainis to burn. So you know what? But Rabbi Yehuda also Dov Hashem is Kavan is Chay. According to Rab Shimon, you're Potter, because also Dov Hashem is Kavan is Mutter. It's like a Mutter. It's Mutter Lechatkul. It's an Einem Achavan. That's the Gemara. Ob Orech Perish Bin Yenacha, Ahi Da Boine, Leitzriche Dovet Bavet Dechavre. Given Shene Nene, Klau Beyifu Yikarke Chaveiroi. Shori afilu lechatchile afogav da'avi psikreishe, but a psikreishe does not make it for a mechaven if he doesn't want it. B'hoda oma moed abshim psikreishe. When does a psikreishe make it mechaven? Animili b'dovo shunene kegoin ba'arodidei his karke v'koitetz beheres benoi. If a father will be mal the all of his son, so the father wants to be mitai the son. Shunene, then that's called a mechaven. But if you're not nene, so it's mutter. It's a davashenim miskaven. Umitoich kach, and because of this lom, this hitter, barzo hakrucha bepishto. A barzo was a stopper that was wrapped around with pishton, with cloth, with a shmata. Limshaych mimenu b'shabes. That they stuffed up a barrel. So the bars of the stuffer could not stuff up the barrel by itself, it's gonna leak out. So they wrapped around the stuffer with a shmata. Now, the shmata was saturated with wine. The shmata was saturated, because that's yeah. Now, so the Oruch said you're allowed to take out the barza in Shabbos. Now this is dangerous. When you take out the barza, automatically you're being soichet the yayim. This is a shaila of schite. So the Oruch said, ashtik teire. Does he want the schite? It's going to leibut. He doesn't need it. If he'd have a cup underneath it, so he's going to drink the wine. He wants the schite. It's a psikresha de nichalei. But since he doesn't want the schite, it's a psikresha de loy nichalei. So it's mutter, so it's a dover shayne miskavo. We pass from like Rav Shimon. Dover shayne miskavo is mutter. It's not a psikresha, it's mutter. So that, not seen anything. We toich kach hitter barza kruche bepishten limshech memeno b'shabes. Avo kav de ko ovit schite, vahavi psikresha. Ahoyul veinei nene boise schite, de ko ozole ibud. Mutter. And it's mutter. That's the shittas Ha'orich. And the Shitas Ha'orich brought a raya from the Gemara in Aboine. The Gemara said, Ovid Ba'ara de Chavre. So he learned, Shad Ovid Ara de Chavre, it's muta, because it's a Dover Shayna Miskaven. So Taisha says, V'lav raya, he may heed the Covid Ba'ara de Chavre. There's no raya from that Gemara. The Rishle Rot Chatchille, the Hosel in Yechiev Chatz Koma, the Ein Chayev Chatz, I'll tell you different Shad in the Gemara. I'll tell you, Shad Ovid Ara de Chavre is called a Machaven, but it's a Melochish Ein Tzricha Legufa, so it's also Midah Rabbana. I mean, you have a Gemara, you're entitled to your opinion, the Cholakovit, but it's not Raya. I can say a different shot in the Gemara. That's what Taisva says. Umi yikala meime, the osa lechatchil, because it's osa lechatchil. Va'oid hevi ha'orach Raya ledvorov, mi da'oma per kabalaza de mile, va'abaye alibe de Rab Shimon ha'ibosa my ovidlai. The Gemara asked, the Abaye said, we need a posik to tell us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is a dover sheni miskaven is osa, you're allowed to be mal on all the sheyesh by beheres. Frank the Gemara, very good. But what did Rabbi Shimon do with this posik? What did Rabbi Shimon do with the posik? So the Gemara says, I bosa my ovidlei, ba'oimer avi haben lokaitz beheres benoihu miskaven. But it's speaking about that the Avi HaBen tells the Moyel to cut off the Ola. So what does that mean? So that means he's a Mechaven. That means you need the Pasuk to tell us that an Avi HaBen is permitted, an Avi HaBen is permitted to tell a Moyel to be Mal. Now the Avi HaBen wants to be Metayer his son, but Afal Pikein, so there it should be also, there it should be also out, he's mechaven. So the posik says, it's muta. Uporich, so the Gemara says, oh, so, the ika acha le'evit, so why should the father be mal? Let someone else be mal. That means, kidreish lokish, the Gemara asks sakashe, a kolchoch, if the father is mal, so pshat is, there is occurring an iser, the reise of tzitzis beheres. Norvos, the mitzvah of mile is doiche, the iser of tzitzis beheres. So the Gemara says, so why do you say that the essay of mile is doiche, the iser of tzitzis beheres? Reish Lakish said, kol eicha, the efshe lekayim shneim, there's no din tchiyah. So get a hold of another moil. If you another moil is not mechaven to be koitzitz the beher, so it's a dover sheni miskaven, so there won't be any issa whatsoever. So why is the father permitted to be mal? Umishani the leka acher. There's no one else to be mal, only the father. Avol iika acher. But if there would be someone else, hayamuta lechatchile. So then it would be muta lechatchile for that someone else to be mal. Ay, it's a psik reishe. Alme shori Rab Shimon psik reishe lechatchile bedovo she'einay nene. So we see from over here that Rab Shimon was matar a psik reishe. Since he doesn't want it, it's le'ich b'slei, so there's a din of einay miskaven, and for someone else it's muta lechatchile.